Monday, November 8th, 2021. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Happy to have you here. If you are a new member, if you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you haven't yet, whether you're a new or an older member, if you haven't watched the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Linchpin, watch this first, contains mission critical, essential information that you're going to need to know to maximize everything that I'm going to tell you. You will not be benefiting fully from the program without watching it. It's a longer video, I apologize, but it's packed with good information, and you only need to watch it once, and then you're good to go. So please do that, then come back here, and let's discuss today's workout. Today's workout is what we at Linchpin call a heavy day at a high heart rate. The workout of the day is 4 3-minute rounds of, so within a 3-minute window, you do a 400 meter run, and then you're running right to a barbell that's in a squat stand, and it's loaded with 60% of your one rep max front squat, and you do as many front squats as you can with the remaining time. So again, it's a 3-minute window. You take off on a 400 meter run. Let's say it takes you 2 minutes. You come back in. Well, you have 1 minute left in that 3-minute window to do as many front squats as possible at 60% of your one rep max. If the 400 meter run takes you 2 minutes and 15 seconds, well, then you only have 45 seconds to do as many squats as you can. If the 400 meter run takes you a minute 45, well, you've got a minute and 15 to squat. See how it goes here. So it's 4 3-minute windows like that. And you're going to rest 1 minute between each one of those 3-minute windows. We've got the other equipment conversions in case you're going to row or bike for today. There's also a video that we attached any day we're doing a heavy day entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, etc., etc. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113, certainly something that you should listen to. We've got a video showing the front squat as well. This is going to be something that we're going to really talk about what makes sense, how to approach it. Should you scale? Should you not scale? That's why we have multiple options today, because some people might be like, 3-minute window? It's going to take me 2 minutes and 51 seconds to do that 400 meter run. Then I'm going to have 9 seconds to squat. That doesn't make sense. So here we go. Stick with me. Super Fitness Robot Time would be doing the 400 meter runs in a minute and 40 or less, and then getting 8 squats or more per interval. More likely time would be doing the 400 meter runs in 2 minutes and 10 seconds or less, and then getting 5 squats or more in the time remaining per interval. So if right off the bat you're like, that's not me, I'm not that quick, we want to consider a different option. But if you think you can hit the more likely time or a little better, sounds like the prescribed might be right up the alley for you. The wild card option today, it removes the time constraint. So the wild card doesn't have the 3-minute windows. The wild card option is 4 rounds, each for time, of a 400 meter run, and then front squats or back squats, max reps in 1 minute at 60% of your one rep max. You rest 1 minute between rounds. So basically, here's what that means. You warm up, you hit your watch or the clock on the wall, you take off on a 400 meter run. It takes you whatever time it takes you. Doesn't matter, right? You choose the pace. Once you get back to the bar, you look at the clock and you do as many squats as you can in 1 minute. You then rest 1 minute, do round number 2, rest 1 minute, do round number 3, rest 1 minute, do round number 4. So that's how that works. So that takes the constraint out that is there in the prescribed workout. Scaled option. 4 rounds of a 400 meter run, and then 8 front squats or back squats at 60% of your one rep max. So we are allowing you to cap the number of reps that you will get in. Whereas in the wildcard option, you're squatting for 1 minute, you might get more than that. But if you're not ready for that much volume, you can go ahead and do the scaled option. Limited equipment option, similar to the prescribed, they still have the 3-minute windows. 4 3-minute rounds of a 400 meter run, and then dumbbell squats. Max reps with a pair of 50s or pair of 35s, resting 1 minute between rounds. Now, in case some members of the zombie apocalypse team just smoke those runs, grab those dumbbells, and just are going for it, I have a little caveat there. Do not exceed 25 dumbbell squats per round, even if you can. We've got a video showing the dumbbell squats. No equipment workout today. 4 rounds of a 400 meter run and 50 air squats. Rest 1 minute between rounds. Even with no barbell, that's going to be effective. Accessory work for the day. First is an either or for the midline. Either the L-sit accumulating 1 to 2 minutes or a sandbag or D-ball bear hug in the front, static hold. Static hold for accumulating 3 to 5 minutes. You choose the loading on that, but it's either or, it's not both. And then Bulgarian split squats, 2 to 3 sets, 8 to 12 reps per leg. We've got a video showing that. Of course, the accessory work is optional. We all know that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the PVC front rack stretch and the wall stretch for the leg, holding each of those a minute or two. Both of those have videos. And that will take care of today's heavy day at a high heart rate. I will see you tomorrow for a nice little mixture of some gymnastics, some overhead work. I think you'll like it.